13. That is four.
Good.
So if the still photographers and the TV cameras will get down in
we're
front,
gonna,
and if the listeners
Jane and I talked this morning, and she's going to present that that what we want is to, we talked to Bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, noting a quorum.
That
we will call this meeting to order. It's the KPFK Local Station Board LSB meeting Sunday, November 7th, noting that we're starting at least a half hour late at the Centro Maravilla Center in East Los Angeles, 4716 East Cesar Chavez.
Excuse me, there's people
yes.
talking.
So we'll clear.
Okay.
Clear about that.
Would the sergeant at arms, please?
Sure.
Can I do that?
No, we don't have a quorum.
The idea is...
Does someone leave? Yeah, well, we established quorum. Members can leave to use the restroom and so on without breaking quorum. Okay. Before the chair... Okay, the chair recognizes Adelson.
So, you know, we have a rule that says that you continue to conduct business as long as you've
got... Okay, one moment. I'm going to have you start over, but just speak a little more loudly, and let's focus on what David's saying.
Yeah, we have this rule in our bylaws that you can continue a meeting as long as there's a majority of a quorum. And so I guess I feel like, you know, it'd be nice to wait even a little longer if we know people are coming before we start meetings in the future so that we're not conducting business with six people.
Can we do something else first?
But,
okay, well... It has basically been our policy to wait until we have 13 members to start the meeting. But often, at the end of the meeting, a meeting can still be sustained by a majority of the quorum. And is that what you're addressing?
Yeah, it's okay. Let's go on.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, by the way, one other point of personal privilege. I passed around some CDs. Everyone take one. There's enough for one for everybody, so pick whichever one you'd like and...
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. If we look, having called the meeting to order, if we look at the proposed agenda, keeping in mind that these are proposed and the body controls its own agenda.
Bill, I have tons of them. That's about one of my favorite talks of all time. He gave a similar talk about 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
All right, moving to.
It's like,
oh, yeah, I have lots of them.
He talks in my life about his conception of power and the difference between power.
Oh, sure. There are lots of them around.
Great.
And there are some at empty seats. Okay. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm trying to get organized here. The chair recognizes Bill Gallegos.
No. I just told him to put me on the staff for everything.
Bill wants to address every single issue.
The permanent staff.
Put a coffee machine.
He wants to address the chair's comment. Go ahead,
Bill. Okay. Before we actually go to the first agenda item, Sherna?
Two things. We're supposed to read the mission statement, and that will take some time. Maybe more people will arrive. And on the issue of motion for excused absences, I don't believe this should be automatic. People should have requested or informed us. I don't like the way in which that someone's not here is simply an excused absence as a way to avoid the bylaw requirement of
And if I could just, before I go on, if I could just respond to that. Clearly, this LSB, while it will look very much like this in the new session, this is coming to a close. This term is coming to a close. My recommendation to the new chair and to the new board is at their very first meeting, a very precise, comprehensive motion be introduced covering absences. Now, I will say, Niall contacted me. In fact, I have a list somewhere. There were several people who contacted me requesting excused absences. In the issue of Sarah Wyatt, it's moot because clearly I think Sarah has voted with his feet and the new board probably will choose to elect a new treasurer. So I don't know if this board, with this meeting and I think one more lame duck session, I don't think this board should probably spend too much time devising absence procedures, but the new board must deal with it, I believe, at its first meeting and be very specific, and it must be enforced. Now, on the stack, Bill, did you actually have something? No. Okay, David?
Yeah, I would like on the agenda the question of the treasurer to get dealt with, because it's very difficult on the National Finance Committee.
Exactly.
Getting quorum is an issue, but beyond that, we're dealing with some important issues, and we don't have that representation, and I don't think it's a moot, and he voted. I think somebody's got to contact him, and if he doesn't want to do it, then we act, and if he does want to do it, then we ask him to participate.
Oh, you mean for this
board? Between now and the seating of the next board, it's actually very, very important. Yeah. And if we just sort of say, okay, he's not here, people will
I hear the point.
So I'd like it agendized.
The chair is going to recognize that, and we're going to put that in LSB committee reports under finance and development. So we will address the treasurer. There is almost unanimous agreement that it appears as though that was the perfect, really a wonderful choice. But if it's not functioning, it's not. We're not able to. Okay. Now, yes, go ahead.
Just a quick notice that I don't see it on here. Maybe my eyes are failing me, but didn't we decide to populate the Arts Committee?
Yes, this would be
under old business.
No, it actually isn't old business. It's 13. Roman numeral 13. Okay, now let's go to the agenda. Chair recognizes Terry.
I have the attendance, but should we officially call the roll?
Well, no, we have to. I've been recognizing people, but we need to go back to the agenda. Agenda item one is called the roll. So Terry will call the roll.
Grace Aaron. Absent. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Is here. Sarah Mir. Absent. Maria Arbudian is here. Marie Geary. Absent. Timothy Eugenia. Absent. Nyla Wargani. Absent. Israel Poirier.
Here.
Is here. Bill Gallegos.
Here.
Is here. Sherman Gluck.
Here.
Is here. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Is here. Terry Goodman. Is here. Jane Halloran.
Is here.
Is here.
She's here.
She's here.
Here. Has disappeared. Alan Minsky. Is absent. Ed Pearl is here. Margaret Prescott is absent. Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Is still here. Julie Rodriguez.
Still
absent.
What does that mean?
Madeline Schwab is
here.
Is here. Fernando Velasquez.
On his way.
Is on his way. But currently absent. Donna Warren is absent. Harrison Weil is here. Don White
here.
Is here. General Manager Eva Georgia is here. Treasurer Sarah Wyatt is not here.
Thank you. That does denote a quorum. So the meeting is called to order previously.
Don,
go ahead.
I just note as a good procedure that those who are absent with a notification. Mm-hmm. Put that in.
It is. If you'll notice, agenda item one, motion for excuse absences, is the last item.
No. I'm saying just note those who are not here but have given reasons that why they're not here.
Yeah. Well, that will be covered when the board decides whether this.
Donna Warren is not here.
Donna White is here.
Oh, good.
Donna White.
Who has given excused
absence?
Don, if you pass those CDs on, I'll give you one at the end.
Why not?
If I do what?
Pass those CDs on.
Oh, yes. Oh, listen. I want to go through these. These are gifts to us, right? Great. And I have some I've been listening to that you've already given me.
And could people,
okay, you know what I'll do in a moment?
Can people use the microphones, please?
Okay. We have several things. I want to respect Israel's request that people who are absent, who have contacted an officer, be noted. Mm-hmm. And so I'll do that. But let me just have a moment to put that together. I know there are at least three who have said they ask for excused absences. Some have actually communicated with the whole board. The other thing is, under agenda item one, if we get through it, there is a motion for those excused absences at the end of that. But before we go ahead, this is very quick. I do want to acknowledge and thank listener and sponsor Lawrence Reyes for acquiring this venue. He did the work on it, and I think it's only appropriate that we acknowledge. This is a very beautiful venue, and we're very, very pleased and really happy to be in East Los Angeles once again where we've had other meetings. The other thing, thanks to those like Jack and others who provided sound, Ed Pearl, Jack, and Jim Ogling, and others who provided sound.
And Sunset Hall.
And Sunset Hall, yes. We actually are obligated, even though we also want to do it, to acknowledge Sunset